Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Fill. Now, here's Drew Diener and Keith Pointer.
That's right. We are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, hanging out with you on a morning. Well, we've got a new coach, and we've got a press conference, and we'll have all that. Probably a press conference around 3:30. They got the board meeting. You know, they got it approved. So that's I second it. Okay. You know, vote and explain.
It's all going to be closed session. Yeah, no one will see it.
So Pat Kelsey, and we'll see what, you know, what the reaction. I think the reaction will, he'll win the press conference is one of that phrase I'm beginning to the loathe. You know, it's like, I think hopefully he'll win some players in the next few weeks. Maybe, you know, I think if there's one player on this team that everybody would like to keep, probably Brandon Huntley Hatfield. I mean, we probably all necessarily agreement on that. I don't know. We got open lines, by the way, for the first time this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I think BHH is a guy who's got a lot of talent. He's a really, really good basketball player. Newsflash there, right? But, you know, I'm happy for him at whatever opportunity he decides to take. If it's here, that's great. If it's not, that's fine. I just want people who want to be here. You know,
no, this guy's going to want that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think he knows he cannot let, you know, Josh Earp down, because that means they're both going down.
Right. And if people say, well, you know, I don't want to play for that guy, you know, if you're not going to hold us hostage, if you were here in the last 2 years and you're like, no, you need to do this for me, no, we don't need to do anything for you.
Yeah,
I mean, take your 12 wins over 2 years and go on.
Yeah,
and that's not ugly talk. It's just, you know, I'm fine with a fresh start and a clean slate, and let the guy bring his own folks in and do what he wants to do.
Yeah, you know, it's just been a real interesting few hours of people catching videos of this guy. The shoe drill is one of my favorite things I've ever seen. And I would just say this, a lot of people just sort of tuning in and resetting things. I obviously wanted Richard Pitino. I wanted him, you know, to get this job, as a lot of people did in this town.
Right.
And a lot of people who were assembling money in this town. And conversations I had yesterday with people who were doing an organized campaign to try to increase the salary cap had about, by their, you know, words, about $1 million all in between everybody, and money that is not there. A lot of it's not money that's not there now. You know, a lot of it's, you know, a boost in some people, and mm-hmm. a lot of it is money that was on the sidelines. And in my mind, I'm going, okay, you've got, you know, you give me Richard Pitino and up the salary cap. What are we waiting on here? At the same time, I don't know when it got to be the crunch time that I don't know how much Richard truly desperately wanted the job. I think he wanted it. Did he want it desperately? That's a question, you know, I've got to answer. And was the fit right for him beyond, I mean, if there's a guy who doesn't give a darn about, you know, what is, you know, his family had to be against it, you know, at least, right. I know his mom had to be against it. There's just, I mean, no way she would be, I wouldn't think for that. But he's the kind of guy who wouldn't, you know, really care about that. And maybe he just looked at it and, I don't know, maybe, you know, his, you know, conversations with Josh Hurd and they went in a way that, you know, who knows if there was there was never an offer according to everybody on that side. Now, I don't know who to believe in any of this stuff, but I'm talking to people within that camp of folks. I'm not, you know, not some person on the periphery who used to do something. This is people within that, you know, family, which includes about three or four, you know, families there, Pitinos, minorities, you name it. And, you know, I think that it was just, I don't know that then they were all saying there wasn't an actual official offer. That doesn't mean you weren't talking about an offer. It's one thing to say I didn't get an offer. If you're talking about parameters, how about this amount of money over this many years? I mean, you're getting close to an offer at that point.
Right.
That's not technically an offer. I think they were at that stage. But I also think, Josh, this is going to be his hire that determines his future here. And no way of getting around it. He knows it. Everybody knows it. And I think in the end, he's tying himself to Pat Kelsey. He may take some heat for a while. But I tell you, the heat between noon and about 8 o'clock last night, the tone was different around mm-hmm. the fan base, and they started seeing these videos. And again, if you haven't seen any videos of his trash-talking son, like get on those and the shoe drill video and the driving the golf cart around campus to see the polar opposite of what we have seen the last few years, which was entitlement and laziness. This is the opposite of that.
Well, there was a lot of discussion when the last administration came in about, Rock Nation or whoever. They're bringing in so-and-so.
Did World Wide West ever make it to a game?
No, right? I mean, yeah. And so it's like, you know,
what a
there
bunch
were
of crap that
you know
was.
All these people that are in my circle, they're all like cousins to me, you know. They're, you know,
yeah,
we're all family.
Yeah.
Well, the family left.
Yeah, you got the kooky uncle. Everybody's the kooky uncle, apparently.
And so this is a guy who, you know, if he has connections, I'm sure he'll use them, and if he doesn't, he'll make them.
This is a guy who asked yesterday for people who do I need to talk to today,
right.
and I talked to one of the guys that he talked with, and he was as fired up as I have heard this person who was again, this is the same guy who on Monday was sitting around and was like, whatever, I'm just like everybody else, is a fan. And look, all boosters are fans with a lot of money.
Right.
I mean, that's all that is. And so, and they weren't influencing. If you ever wander around here about how much boosters influence things, just look at yesterday. A lot of high level boosters were in with a lot of money to try to get their guy. And Josh Hurd, look, he may go down with this guy, but I give him credit for this. He's sticking to his guns, and if he's going down, he's going down this way. And right, the history will decide. The wins and losses will decide this.
Right.
I mean, I'm not, you know, there's no getting around that. But, you know, that is not, I think that's one thing about this hire. It was a full search, and B, it was unlike the last hire, this was actually a decision made by the AD. Was it clumsy along the way? Oh, yeah. Oh, real clumsy along the way. But all that matters is the winning. And
right.
If he wins, great. If not, see you later.
Well, to your point, it was an actual honest-to-God search. We hadn't seen one of those in the last probably three coaches.
When have we ever seen a coaching search for a basketball here,
right.
ever?
I mean,
Denny Crum seems like...
When he was out, it was right to Rick Pitino, and that was kind of that was done in an era where you didn't have the transparency that we have now, and it was a huge win. So I mean, there was no angst about it. Chris Mack, that was hot. That hire was made. You know, whether it was going to be
a search, yeah,
and that didn't matter if it was going to be Vince or if it would have been Tom. I mean, Chris Mack, you knew his wife was from here. You know, I mean I heard, and so you didn't have to experience any of that. And Kenny was much the same. So this was awkward and different and clunky and you know, all those things.
All right. Dexter says, don't let Cooper Hassan introduce himself to Kelsey as the bag man. That's good. You've been listening all morning. All right. What happened? Oh, we lost the call. We lost all the calls. We had the full bank of calls. I look over and now we got no calls. So I don't know. Maybe it's our new phone system. Possibly. Who we got? Jerry, sorry, hopefully it works this time. Jerry, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for letting me call in. A couple things. I sent a lot of YouTube videos out to a lot of my buddies last night, and one of them responded back to me because he knew I was underwhelmed, disappointed, blah blah blah. He said, are you warming up to the guy? And I said, no, but he's my dog. I'm going to feed him. I'm going to take him for walks. And when he dumps in somebody's yard, I'm going to pick up his crap. What choice do I have, right? So that's the way I look at it.
It's a great analogy.
One thing real quick. I got on YouTube this morning, and I watched. I encourage all the fans to go to this one game. Winthrop versus Kentucky. It was probably about 6 years ago. And they lost 94-84 at Rupp. And it'll give you a good indication of what he runs in the half. He got good shots against them, and UK had about three pros on that team that might still be alive. Tyler Hero, few others. But anyway, you know, they were totally outmatched. They lose by 10. They're in the game. They get back cuts. They get open threes. And it got me a little it encouraged me a lot. I think the guy's going to work hard. What choice do you have but to get behind him? And that's what I'm going to do until he shows me that, you know, he gives me the signs, the red flags. I'm going to stick behind him. He wasn't my pick. Hell, he wasn't in my top 10 or 20, you know.
Right.
But it is what it is, and I hope it works. And he's my dog, and I'm gonna walk him. So, thanks a lot.
I like that.
I'm just thankful that he picks up after him in somebody else's yard, because God knows there's enough of those folks that don't. So, good on you. Good dog owner.
All right. Let's see. Sounds like Scratch Off Jimmy doesn't like the hire. Let's see what this sounds like. Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, guys. I love you guys. You know you're on the right team. Hey, I just passed the Yum Center coming from Indiana. I didn't get up on the ladder and kiss Cool Hand Luke, Denny Crum, but I want to kiss everybody. Hey, you know, I want to give everybody scratch-off tickets. This is so exciting. How could you not want to – all you basketball players, how can you not want to come to the greatest arena in the world, the beautifulest, most nicest arena in the world? I'm so happy. I was going to bring you guys some scratch-offs, but you're at the radio station. Next time you guys are somewhere else, I'm going to bring you a whole row of them. I'm so happy. Happy, I love you guys.
Well, Chase, you thought he was angry.
I guess he was just boiling over. I don't know. He had a lot of enthusiasm behind his voice that I thought was anger.
I mean, if he's got a roll of scratch off tickets, I mean, I'll open the door.
I'll always do that. Hell yeah. You know me. I mean, I'll bet on anything. I want to hear what Rummage has to say, because Rummage, I know, is he was. I want to hear what Rummage has got to say about this, because he was. You want to hop on? Because we were both. Look. Both team Richard, and there was nobody angry, and he may still be angry. I have no idea where Rummage stands on this. So he is in the studio here, and it's been a range of emotions for everybody. I don't know where you land.
Well, here's where I'm at, man. Okay, yesterday when about noon.
Oh yeah,
I was pretty aggravated because the search kind of went
yes,
the way it had
not
went.
Kind of. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and now we're sitting here, and it's like, okay, well. Maybe we're going to get Richard, you know, and it was like, okay, well, now there's something to be excited about again. It's like, man, this is awesome. And then just the way it hit all at once, it was, well, Richard told him no. Well, maybe he maybe he didn't get an offer. And then it was like, well, he's just off the table, regardless of what happens. Yeah. Now it's like, okay, it's like, okay, I guess it's shirts. And they're like, no, it's actually Pat Kelsey.
Like,
it's like,
who?
The one guy that we never talked about. I mean, this whole search. Pat Kelsey's feels like he's always been around, but he never really was.
Yeah, right, right.
The
he was always
guy.
Lurking. Yeah. He was just kind of lurking out there.
Now, I went home. I watched videos.
Now you're in love.
What kind of videos?
Well, I had nothing to do with basketball. And then I watched more Pat Kelsey stuff. And
wait,
listen.
What's Red Tube?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm watching videos about you, coach, man. All right. Like, but listen, it took me 24 hours, and I'm like, we might have got the next guy.
Yeah, here's what I'm thinking about right now. Look at this glorious morning out here.
Yeah.
How about Pat Kelsey in his golf cart? Or you said on a
bird scooter.
Bird scooter,
yes.
Pulling right up, banging on the window, and going, let me jump on the radio. I bet that's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. And let me say this, and I know I'm very prone to hyperbole, and some people hate
you?
It. Yeah,
no,
I know.
No.
Listen, sometimes there's like one guy that just taunts me on Twitter constantly, and he's like, you're just way too up and down. And I'm
no,
like,
wait, but you're my Twitter role model. You're not reading these mentions, are you? I thought that was the whole thing. I'm modeling.
Well, he quote tweets me. So, like, you got to quote tweet me.
So you see his.
Yeah, like, because if I don't have you muted, because I have a lot of people muted, because, like, I just don't care. People get mad at me because I did that to my Twitter, but I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Like, I really don't have to see. Just because I'm on the radio doesn't mean I'm required to interact with you.
Right. Like, and I'm still learning which button to hit for the Twitter spaces, but I usually land on the right one somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'll do my hyperbole right here.
Right.
I'm not sure we could have got a better personality fit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Richard would have come with
so much
that because of what would have come with the NIL, I think him understanding the place, it would have been a different. So there's that, but just as far as blue collar Louisville, I mean, this guy looks like he's going to say something about Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can tell he's going to antagonize rival fan base, right, like, immediately. And we love that.
Dexter says, your range of emotions with your tweets was this person as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, you were furious. I think a lot of people were.
From 12
to 2, I think people, there were a lot of pissed off people from 12 to 2 yesterday.
Yeah.
And you could tell. You could get on Twitter, and you could actually see where people started looking stuff up about Pat Kelsey.
Yeah.
And you could see the whole timeline shifting, and it was like...
Okay, so that wasn't just me, because I kind of felt that way. That's the journey I had yesterday was, I can't believe that we're not getting... And then I'm like... I'm talking to Counselor Byrne. He's like, you got to see this dude's son, man. He just talks trash to everybody.
I know.
And then I'm like, what? And then it's like, oh, you got to see this video riding around the golf cart. Oh, what? And then this morning I see the shoe.
The shoe. Oh,
I love the shoe thing more than anything.
I sent that straight to Marcus because Marcus cried and pissed and moaned about Jalen Withers' shoes and everybody for years. And he's like, they can't keep it. Because everybody thinks Marcus was, and listen. Marcus, of course, is a former player, and there's a brotherhood there. And there is a little bit of that with Kenny Payne that it was like. But behind the scenes, I wish maybe now I can release some of the text or the phone calls I would get of Marcus Maben. For everybody who just thought he just was KP ride or die, he was like, if he can't even keep the freaking shoes on, there's no way, coach.
Oh, like, my God. It's like, so he must have loved that drill.
When I called him at about 1 o'clock yesterday, and we finally got to talk over Kelsey, he was with all of us. We'll see. That's awful down the list, you know. I sent him that video, and he was like, I'm in.
That's so funny, because I was the same way with my shoe. I mean, I had to tie them tighter before the match started, before I go on a run.
Absolutely.
It's like...
Well, you said it earlier. I think you said it. It was one of you, but you said, to me, and I agree, if your shoes aren't tied, I told this to my son, I think you're lazy.
Yes.
If you walk into a room and, like, your shoes are just, you know, I can tell you just... Bless his heart, Coop did this all the time. And I'd be like, dude.
What are we doing here?
Like, and Coop's not a lazy guy. I'm not saying that. But, like, I just immediately, my impression of you is like, okay, you're just kind of a lazy guy.
Yeah, you're not you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, like, I love that. And he dives on the floor.
I mean. Oh, yeah. But, like, doesn't care if there's going to be burn all over him.
And
what I love about it
is, did you see when his came off?
The whole team went after him.
And they were blocking him off. Like, no. You're not. But, yeah, so, I mean, personality-wise, I mean, we may have ended up with the perfect
now,
fit.
And I'm not comparing them as status of coaches, but.
Is he Danny Hurley?
No.
Maybe.
No, I'm just comparing.
That's what I'm going to talk about from 10 to noon.
Just compare and contrast personalities. Yes.
I wish you could have heard Steve Robbins yesterday how in the world?
I was yelling at Bob. Bob was like, why do you hate him? I'm like, I know you like him probably, Bob. Yeah. I don't feel like dealing with this stuff. Yeah, I was so angry.
But contrast that personality to Scott Drew.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, and I'm going to sound like sour grapes here, maybe, or revisionist history. Scott Drew just fits so much better at, like, Kentucky. He just wasn't a good fit.
Does he fit at Kentucky? Does he fit with Mitch Barnhart?
Well, he fits with Mitch. Well, okay, but like Charity's grandpa is going to just love Scott Drew.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be like, oh, man, Baptist Christian guy, and this is what we need. And he's going to, you know, he's going to get the Kentucky kids back.
Musk got a tat.
You know, and like that. I just never thought, now I would have taken him, of course. Right, he's got a national title. I just never thought Scott Drew was going to.
He didn't fit the profile of someone needing this job. Here's what you have that I like the most. You have two guys whose careers are on the line in Josh Hurd and Pat Kelsey, who they are both tied together. Like, look, you know, just you taking each other by the shirt and going, you better win.
It's not a space, Drew.
I know. I'm having I have this crossover of Twitter spaces where I can just drop F-bombs nonstop versus the real world. I know my whole career. It's different, you know.
That's a good point, though, man. I mean, they're
that's
both
a superpower.
They rely on each other.
Yeah.
Because if one's bad, the other one's gonna get
going down with me.
It's not they're calling for your job. It's like, I mean, they're calling for our jobs.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta
there's
do something.
No
about this.
Dividing of the two.
And,
right.
And Jeff Brom's over there, like, well, I'm untouchable. I wish somebody in this city would call for my job.
Yeah.
By the way, you see Brady Brom's already tweeting, like, we'll be there at 3.
Brady Brom's got competition, this kid, with his son. I mean, he's going to have to be his, like, big
but
brother, take
like
him under
mentor.
His wing.
Yeah.
This is how you... Yeah, but I can see this kid, like, telling Brady, no, you need to talk more trash like this. And he's probably, hey, pipsqueak. You know?
You're 11. Stop.
Yeah. But you can shut your eyes right now and envision the TBT. And you can see Pat Kelsey
sitting
front row
side
going
yelling.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And they're like, this guy is awesome. And if he's already landed, and according to Jody Demling, I mean, not giving away his paywall stuff, he's already contacted transfers. Like, there's guys you can go on there and look. Yeah.
Tamper away, baby.
Yeah, that's what I say. Jody has a list, and there's one of the transfers he has on there is a top five guy in the transfer portal that Louisville's already called. So, like,
fantastic.
He's already hit the ground. So he's going to do a press conference, and this man's already working. I mean, you're talking donors. You're talking 502 Circle he's already spoke with. He's talked to transfers. Like, he's rolling.
People with names on buildings he's talked to.
See? Yep. And there we go. That's what I'm saying.
Let's take a break here because we're way off schedule. And don't forget, you got Bats Baseball starting tomorrow. We'll be over there broadcasting there in the morning and looking forward to that. So that's their home opener tomorrow night. You got fireworks. You got everything you're going to get over there with Bats Baseball. Greg Galliott with us tomorrow morning over there. So make sure you go check that out. DFH Company, that's who we use here when it comes to our AC or heat. That's who you can use as well. They've been doing this just a little bit since 1935, that family name on the business, the Hinkey Bonds. DFH, Don F. Hinkey Bonds, that's what it stands for. You go to DFH.com. You find out about the Mitsubishi Mini Split like we have on the wall in both studios here that regulates the temperature. It's... And you're going to need one of those, and you don't have to do all that duct work that'll just blow your house up. No, they'll just install it. It's quiet, and it runs great. It's DFH Company online, DFHcompany.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling. You've been...
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Keith Pointer.
Yeah, this is probably his theme song. I think you're right. I think that's safe to say that you've got that one right, Chase. I imagine the guy lifts to the song. Dude looks like he lifts a lot, too.
Yeah.
They're probably lifting the student center knowing this guy. I mean, who knows? All right, people waited a long, long time, so I want to get right to it. Reminder, go to ESPNLouisville.com. We got the $5,000 up in for DraftKings credit, free to enter Sweet 16 bracket, and pays out top 10. Let's go. Who's been waiting the longest? Kevin. Kevin, welcome in. We got Kevin. We have no Kevin. Let's go to Duke Rob. Duke Rob, what's going on?
Good morning, gents.
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Man, it's just... You know, yesterday, it's much like everybody else's mirrored all morning long, and everybody's like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? And I'm much more of a fan that's open-minded about the hires. You know, I don't pretend to know the in and outs of conversations and things, but there were some things you said today in regards to him having a conversation with Kelsey a few weeks ago when none of us knew about it. No one even knew about him. And then, like everybody else, I get online and I read that he's from Cincinnati, one of your favorite cities.
Yeah. I had to overcome that. That was the other stage of grief right there for me.
I am a huge fan of Cincinnati, but he went to Elder. He went to Xavier. And then, you know, you look at, like you did, you know, you look at how he engages with people. And I'm so beyond energetic about it. And I wasn't excited about Drew and all these other names to come in. I mean, I feel like you know, if someone like Josh Hurd is going to put his reputation and his career on the line, then I'm all in for that. And you know, it's one of the things that, you know, Josh Hurd doesn't get credit for is the Brom hire. And it's not really the hire. We all knew Brom would come. But for him to have the wherewithal and the stones to push back against Satterfield wanting an extension, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a risky
That gets
move.
Overlooked. Oh, anybody can hire Brom. Yeah, but you kind of had to force him out the door to say, I'm not giving you an extension. And Jimmy Sexton is an agent to go, oh, well, we'll get another offer. Okay.
Good.
Inspect them to match. You're going to match? No. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's
I mean, look,
this I'm not telling you this thing went well, but people that say anybody can hire Brom, yeah, but you also had to kind of kick Satterfield out the door. The job had to be open.
Right.
And that's one that just kind of goes by the wayside. So
100%. So yeah. I'm 100% behind Hurd. I'm 100% behind the tire. And let's just see what happens. And the last thing is, you know, the one thing I'd like to, you know, people were going crazy when the kids are leaving the transfer portal. I'm like, whatever, man. They went 8-8 whatever last year. I wonder what the College of Charleston roster with Kelsey would have went against that record.
I hope the roster is better than College of Charleston. I'll say that. I appreciate the call, Duke Rob. I'm going to try as many as we can. Let's go to Tino the Barber. Tino, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, Tino?
Tino probably dropped off, but we didn't know it because the phone system sucks. Let's go to Jerome up next. Jerome, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thank you.
I'll be quick. I want to echo something that Steve said a few minutes ago about the fit of this guy. I mean, if he doesn't look like he just walked out of a bar in the South End, either Shakey's or Kelly's, I mean, he's my age. I mean, he looks like my demographic. His energy reminds me of every second baseman that played softball back when I was playing softball that will just tear your head off and, you know, poop down your throat. You know, I like this guy.
I don't know about that softball crowd, man. Y'all are crazy.
I mean, he said Kelly's. So everything's on the table.
I think you were looking for the Dr. Detroit, Mom, I'm going to rip off your head and bleep down your neck, I believe is what you were probably
meant. Well, you know, a second baseman, they got a chip on their shoulder because they're not the shortstop. And that's kind of this guy. He was the little guy. He's been at the smaller schools. He's going to have a chip on his shoulder.
Little guy,
5'9". I don't know anything about his coaching, but I sure like his energy. So
appreciate it. You tall people. He's a little guy. He's 5'9". All right, that's, you know, not that about the average size male.
No. Not in this room.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I don't mean here. Lord knows it's not in this room. I mean, good Lord. We'd be very lucky to average 5'10 or 5 something. I don't care how tall you are. I was going to ask you.
Yeah, it's that 6'5 number you threw out earlier.
Yeah, that's the cut line. Okay, so this is, pop me up here. This is the end of a feature on his son. And I think you'll like this part because he's asking who his favorite player was, and she asked him what he thinks about, you know, competing and participating. So
when it's game time, though, Johnny, he's all business.
I think they're going to go all the way. We just need to be like, we can't be there for like a participation award. We got to win.
How about that?
No participation trophies.
He's 11 there?
Yeah.
12, is he 12? I mean, this guy, you know, I mean, this and he's just adorable. He sits on the bench and he talks trash to the other team.
I'm telling you, man, the Louisville hilarious. Marketing folks have got to get Brady and this kid, you know, like riding in a car together, you know, and just all geared up. That'll be it.
Tex says, why is Twitter Spaces better than your phone lines? I don't know. Ask Lingo. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, this is ridiculous. Let's see. Do we have other sound? We have other anything else we were wanting to the other angles with this? We'll have all the coverage, obviously, today. I haven't gotten to the text line as much today. You know, just I think I want to hear from people. Dexter says, watched a video, Coach Kelsey. I heard the radio guys call him Kels, but Coach was talking a lot about Smith, so I'm sure he was coming with him. Also saying he has the best staff in the nation, was talking up their loyalty, just a few talking points. Dexter says, dropping F-bombs on the radio is overrated. Sincerely, Pat McAfee. Dexter says, this coach seems like the kind of guy who would lose his bleep if you scuffed his shoe at a bar. That's what the fan base needs. He says, Pat Kelsey makes the tournament year one, and I'm getting a tribal tattoo in honor of Kelsey. Dexter says, Google says he's 5'8". Not that it matters. We're not doing height-based radio. Thank God.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Says, okay. T's UK fan base means you go. You got to back it up. Mac also did that and see what happened. Well, but didn't he win that year?
He did win one. Yeah. And he should have won another
that
one.
That year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So says, our new coach looks like the South End dude that will fight you in the middle of Dixie Highway.
Guarantee it.
Says, we are a chip on the shoulder fan base. This guy's going to fit in perfectly. It says, I'll keep an open mind on Kelce, but it feels like a combo of Mack and Satterfield. He can win me over, but that won't come from his hype videos or the like. I will be. It will be from wins on the court. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He can come out here, win the press conference, run shirtless down Broadway. I don't care. If he wins, I'm in. If he loses, eh.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's see. Ranked 230 in scoring defense is really concerning. I mean, look, the people that try to evaluate a guy, well, it's going to be tougher competition here. Do you think he's bringing the same freaking roster, morons? I mean, it's not, you're not comparing the stats there to here because the toys are going to be different. I mean, it's just like, yeah, we'll probably take if two or three good players on that team and then, you know, go buy some other players. I don't know any other way to put it.
Yep.
Here's what I love. My favorite stat is this on them last year. They were one of the best in the country at the non-steal turnover percentage.
Sweet.
The stat that I didn't even know existed until 15 straight games. Guys are catching the ball out of bounds and going, yeah. Oh, was I out of bounds? Yes, because your coach didn't stress anything.
Yeah.
Non-steal turnover percentage, 5.5 a game. 5.5 unforced errors a game. They shoot the three like the ball's going to rot if it doesn't go up in the air. So they shot, 39% of their points come from threes. What's the 15th highest in the country?
Huh. Thanks for having me this week, man. I've enjoyed it.
Thanks for coming along.
Sorry I get to miss tomorrow, but hopefully Coach Kelce will co-host.
Yeah, maybe he'll meet us over at the Bats office. You know, do whatever. So, all right, we'll see you tomorrow on Steiner Show, 93.3 The Ville, ESPN 680.